this your biggest press conference in the majors so far?
Probably.
I mean, what does that feel like for you? What does that feel like for you as you're running around the base?
I feel great. First time that has ever happened to me, you know. First walk-off homer of my career.
You knew it as soon as you hit it, right? Because you were pumping your fist almost as you left.
Yeah, I hit it pretty good. He hung a split-finger fastball, you know. The one before was very nasty, just went down. I knew Liger pretty well. I played with him in Toronto and Seattle as well, so, you know, I kind of knew what pitch he was trying to get me out with.
When you're on the bench for such a long game like that, how do you stay mentally sharp and ready for in case you do get in there?
Just paying attention to the game, every detail of it. You know, as catchers, we have to be able to do that. You know, anytime, you have to be ready for a double switch and just paying attention.
Is it as easy as you're making it look, 4-for-6 as a pinch hitter so far?
Not really. This is my first time in my career that I ever had to, you know, pinch hit this much. I'm just trying to get ready every day. I get here early. I do my weight training. I do my hitting early with our hitting coaches. So, you know, I'm just trying to take advantage of it, you know.
Guillermo, you had a couple of home runs for, I guess it was Kansas City or Seattle?
For Baltimore in 2008.
Baltimore, excuse me.
Yes.
What were the circumstances of those home runs? Anything like this late in the game or anything like that?
No, not really. My first one I hit off Junk Dance again in Chicago, and my second one was in Pittsburgh. I mean, in Baltimore against Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay, but they weren't like late game situations.
No,
like
no, this. Not at all. Not at all.
So this is the biggest hit of your career, maybe?
Yeah, I think so.
Posey said last night that the home run was his first walk-off home run, and it's also his first walk-off hit. You have had walk-off hits or singles or anything?
Walk-off hits, yeah, a couple in my career. My last one was in this past Winter Bowl, and obviously this one tonight.
Any in the majors?
Not really, first one.
Should you go tell Buster? That was easy. Captain, you had took you so long.
No, no, he said he was going to take me out to dinner because he was tiring from catching so much.
Vogelson says he's very happy for you because you played together with Zulia in Venezuela in 2004.
Yes, we did. We have a very good relationship. We talked a lot. We knew each other. We worked a lot down there. And, you know, as soon as I got here, he was one of the first ones to welcome me here.
Did Brandon, I mean, you said you worked with him before, so you knew what kind of pitch he was going to try to get you out with. Did he throw anything that you were not ready for?
I think the first pitch he threw me was a fastball. I thought it was a little bit away. You know, I was looking for something middle in to be able to drive. Second pitch was a splitter. That was probably one of his best ones I've seen. You know, it just went down. And the one I hit just started up in the strike zone and finished middle.
You played with him in Toronto and Seattle?
And Seattle, both, yes.
Okay.
Cameron, even Broch said he was shocked that you hit that one out. Did you surprise yourself?
Or? Well, I mean, I was just trying to hit something hard, you know. Gave us a chance to win the ball game. You know, situations late in the game like that, you know, I learned not too long ago that, you know, you got to take a shot and swing hard to see what happens.
Did you know it was gone right when you hit it?
I hit it pretty good, and usually when I hit them like that in BP, I know they're gone. I mean, even though the wind was a little tough tonight, I knew I hit it pretty good.
Congratulations, Guillermo.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Guillermo,
do you guys get a sense, though, that even the way this game was going, you guys would still come back and win it? I mean, it looked like they're just...
Well, no, we were battling through the whole game. You know, we started winning 6-0, then they went ahead, then, you know, we tied it, then they tied it, they went up, and we tied it again. I mean, we would just battle. We do that every day, man. This team never gets up.